All right, hockey fans, listen up, because we've got something special cooked up for playoff season. It's called the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge, and it's going to add some serious spice to your playoff experience. Now, here's the deal. Every playoff game, you're going to be faced with a handful of questions. It's like your own personal playoff puzzle, and it's free to join. And there are prizes, because who doesn't love winning stuff? Daily winners, you're getting hooked up with gift cards. Treat yourself to some nation gear or maybe even your favorite jersey. And for the big dogs, the people who can win an entire round, it's straight, cold, hard cash. We're talking about real dough for your hockey knowledge. So lace up those skates, stretch those thumbs, and get ready to show off your hockey IQ in the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge. Sign up today and play every game day at games.dailyfaceoff.com and prove your puck prowess.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to a brand new episode of The Real Life Podcast, a member of the Nation Network of Podcasts and delivered by DoorDash.
Welcome to Real Life, everyone.
What is going on right now?
I think that I'm in love with Matthew Tkachuk.
Are you guys all drunk?
Okay, I hit a wrong button. We're good.
Wow.
Episode.
I thought you were going,
You breached the wall.
The right stuff. I thought that's what you were doing.
I'm close enough to touch the buttons.
So we did a rejigging of our seating arrangement.
Happy with it.
No, but we want to start being able to get video content from the show. So Jay and Chong.
Do we have a set? Do we have a green? Like, I see there's a green screen beside me. I also hear like I'm. Oh, it's the fucking. I got the Star Wars headphones. That's why I sound so bad.
What do you want your background to be?
My audio sounds terrible.
You want to be Paris in the spring? What do you want your background to be? You want to be
in a
futuristic.
Nice.
Cyberwave type world?
Yeah, really just give me anything and I can make it work.
I don't mind it being filmed, but yeah, I'm glad you turned the computer. I don't want to be staring at myself the whole
Where
time.
Where are we today, Chalmers? What's behind
Chippendale
us?
Chippendale dancers. Can you make them
We're
line
going
up?
Going to the beach, bro. Let's go to the beach.
To the beach.
Take us to the beach.
We are going to the beach.
We're going to the beach.
I actually kind of like this as a bit, and granted it will probably not last very long, but every episode.
Where are we going?
Yeah, where are you guys going to do?
What are we feeling emotionally?
And then people can go find like the TikToks and...
Oh, look, you know? We're in Delaware. Do you know what that's from? Yeah.
Wayne's World.
Wayne's World, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so now
I'm going to go wrestle the ropes and Broncos.
Hey, I'm in Delaware. How much did Uber Eats pay Wayne's World to recombine, but not for a movie, just for ads? And they're like, who else can we spend money on? God. Elton John and Jesus. Oh,
no,
good.
and then Adam Sandler. The guy from Star Trek and the guy and
Cam Picard and Luke Skywalker.
Mark Hamill.
Mark Hamill.
So Luke Nailed Skywalker.
It. And then Elton John and Lil Nas X.
What the hell is his name? The Canadian. The Jean-Luc Picard. No,
he's
Patrick
not,
Stewart.
He's not
Patrick
Canadian.
Stewart. Patrick Stewart.
Patrick Stewart.
He is certainly not Canadian.
They're on the
Sorry,
beach,
I was
bro.
Thinking of...
Charles, can you feel a tasty waves?
Whoa, somebody give me a Uno Cerveza Boulevard.
So, for the people on the podcast, won't make any sense. For the people who...
You got to edit out my face there. I was leaning forward.
This won't get posted.
Yeah. For the people who only take in this podcast via Insta Reels and TikTok, you'll know exactly what the joke is because the guys have a beach background.
We're doing this because I got so sensitive about not... about people not knowing who the fuck I was. I'm just kidding. But there was the Chalmers fame tour. There was
one guy doesn't know who you are because he's busy telling your rim checkers.
When that kid's pointed at your rim checkers, I only know him from TikTok. I was like, oh wow, we are.
I got to get on TikTok.
Old. That is the so.
Got to get on TikTok, man.
Yep. You know what? I have a friend who I never would have thought would have been on TikTok, and he probably spends like 2 hours a day on it.
Because it's looking straight crack to your brain.
No, Lavs.
Oh yeah. I was like, yeah. Foogie, I'm surprised Foogie isn't deep down, but like on like weird stuff.
I just thought it was, and I know it is this, but I thought it was mostly just, you know, young girls
dancing.
And
babes dancing.
That to me was like a little creepy.
Well, there's still a lot of babes dancing. Right. Don't get me wrong.
I didn't think that one is ever going to go away. But I just thought that if you had TikTok, that was like, that it was going to be perceived as creepy.
Yeah, it learns about you.
That was the antithesis, right? It started as an app called Musical.ly for kids to just like dance and mouth to popular music.
My nieces were huge into Musical.ly, and then my son got into it, making videos, and they were very creative.
Everyone's a videographer now.
I remember talking about this in like the early days of me coming over to real life.
There's going to be, the content game is going to change when this like generation continues to rise up, because like we're going to realize that we are not good at what we do.
Well, the best part about that platform is they licensed music, so you can do whatever.
Yeah, hold up. You just said we're not very good at what we do. You're doing this show from a beach.
We're on a beach, bro.
I'd say we're pretty good relative to people our own
age. Yeah, we're pretty good. But there's a 9-year-old out there that could probably beat us right now.
Of course.
But it's because anything content related, especially video content related. Oh no, fist fight, we got them. But anything content related, because they already have their 10,000 hours and they're 9 years old.
That's true.
That's the thing.
Do you know what? Like last night, I sent out a couple of videos to our little group chat that we have.
Yeah.
And I'm addicted to these people dancing to an old 80s song. It's like, and they just move their feet like nuts, and everyone is better than the last one.
What does a dance floor to nightclub look like in 2022 relative to like 2012? It's funny. You think about us though, right? We're on the dance floor, like when we're thinking we're moving around.
This is everyone with, everyone is individuals, don't even care, just doing their own thing.
And they know exactly how good they look. And everyone on the dance floor, it's like Dancing with the Stars times 1,000.
I'll tell you, the choreography now
is insane.
They don't look like Shiv and Succession dancing. Did you guys watch that show?
You were just fishing for someone to talk to you about that show.
Did they ever get together?
I see him hungry, searching, Succession.
I've gone to three different group chats being like,
hunting.
Have you?
Yeah, here we go.
No, not that one.
Yes, this one, Chalmers. You got it.
Okay, but that's the,
our boy from Manitoba.
Yeah, that's the one.
That's going on TikTok. Is you doing that?
It is so dumb.
On a beach?
He's dancing on a beach, bro.
He's dancing on a beach.
But he's avoiding the grind.
But you got to find.
I'll
send you the song.
Yeah.
Because it's unbelievable.
It's also interesting, just as what you're looking for right now. While you're looking for it, the thing that's interesting too about TikTok is there's stuff that comes up that you don't necessarily expect. I got into a really big kick of listening to Heart.
Exactly how it's how you hummed it.
Yeah,
that was nailed it. I knew it.
The beginning.
This is
the one, man. And then they get their crazy feet moving.
But what's the dance?
This part. And they just go. And their feet are going crazy. It's like the back and forth.
Wow.
All right.
We're still talking about this.
This is a great podcast.
This is really drawing this out.
If you don't think this song absolutely bangs, then just...
You don't have ears.
You don't have ears. Our soul.
Or your ear holes grew over with some sort of thick cartilage.
Like a scab.
Yeah.
Scabs for ears.
Okay, I'll show you the dance. I'll show you that. I know this isn't great for podcasting, so
I'd like you to
describing. It's like a magic show over the radio.
You know what you do is you save that video and we post it on social.
Yes.
So then that's how we provide the context to everyone. Yeah.
Magic show over the radio could be the title of the
radio
podcast.
Magician.
Stop that bag milk, damn it.
This podcast is wild.
Oh,
everyone's doing their own thing like TikTokers on a dance floor.
It's the river dance.
It is kind of the river dance. It's a lot of feet. A lot
river
of
dance
dancing.
Is mesmerizing stuff. You ever seen the river dance live or anyone perform? Dance? Lord of the Dance, sorry.
Same thing.
I think,
oh, it's okay.
I think what I'm saying is the moral of the story is last night I was supposed to be at my computer working, and I probably looked at this dancing song.
Because you didn't want to work.
For
you
about wanted, 40 minutes.
That video was like okay, and you wanted to avoid it so bad that you watched that one video and obsessed about it for 2 hours.
I know.
It's amazing how we can do that.
If I told you I didn't get up and try the dance in the middle of my office, I'd be lying.
Well,
I tried it. Left foot doesn't work as well as right foot.
Mm. What happened to you? The war?
The war, yeah, no. Yeah, well,
shell went off right
joints,
by my ear.
My joints, man.
Oh, your joints?
Not taking the fish oil.
Yeah, get that fish oil, man. And try some turmeric. Good for the joints.
Enjoy the beach. I heard it is. Relax. Get some sun. Your joints will feel better.
Yeah, we are. We're going.
Yeah, you're there right now, man.
Yeah. We're actually going to be calling in from the beach maybe next
week. You are on a beach right now.
We'll video us in, and we'll actually have a real beach behind us.
Prediction. The time zones are going to ruin this bit.
No, it's going to be one hour earlier. It's going to be like noon.
Yep, time zones plus beach life. Time zones plus beach life equal no appearance on the Real Life podcast.
I'm already horrific with time zones at the best of times.
Vacation Charmers is unintelligible after 10 a.m.
11.
Pacific?
Oh, you drunk after, dude. You can't have him podcast.
I'm all dude. Like, if people think this podcast has been a mess so far, when we bring you two on drunk from the beach, the combination of probably lack of internet,
bag milk hitting the buttons on the Rodecaster,
generally bad audio.
I especially like that I'm close enough to push the buttons on the Rodecaster now.
Well, the beauty
we're going to take these mics.
Well, that we're going to we're gonna be Pacific time, though. So that's going to be noon. So, like, I can't be in that
2 hours later, Chalmers, you're at a beach bar. So, like, hold on to my mic.
These mics right here, we could plug in a pair of ear pods and, like, wouldn't even need these bad boys,
Definitely.
Chalmers, I am not entrusting us with taking these down.
You should definitely take the expensive mics to Mexico. There's no bad thing that could happen from that.
You won't leave it on a bench.
Like, yeah, to be fair, you could.
It's your opinion.
I'm just going to bring this mic to the nightclub, you guys, for tomorrow, just so I have it if I don't go home. And the next thing you know, you're, like, swinging it around.
Yeah.
Huh. Yeah. So hockey game last night.
When?
Well, I had a big dilemma during the hockey game.
Let's pivot.
I was at the game with my father, having some quality father-son time, as we do.
Did you hug?
Oh, God, no. I think we said a total of 18 words to each other.
The whole time?
No, just on the drive out.
High five?
Drive back was a little chatty. No.
Handshake.
Only goal celebrations?
Only high-fiving the guy in front of us, not each other.
Handshake?
Never.
No. What Fist do you think bump. This is? No. Mm. And we don't spend the intermissions
together. He loves
together.
You,
we
you
always
don't?
Go, we always go separate ways. We go up the stairs and then separate ways. And then we meet back
this
at the
This is
seat.
The weirdest shit ever.
We need to document this.
Yeah. It's God, a this needs complex like, ritual.
People need to see.
It works for him, though.
Yeah. Yeah. And
you need to wear a GoPro the next game you go
just
to.
Just go in for a hug one day.
No.
And then kiss him.
But, like, straight up, every intermission's the same. We walk up the stairs and I go, you want a drink? And he goes, no, I'm good. And then sometimes for the third period, he'll go, yeah, give me one. And that's it.
And you've had nine by that period.
Yeah. So anyways, my dilemma yesterday was that I was just a solid one BPP, just to get things. And then I actually went up and I met with a buddy in the second intermission. And while we're just talking, drinking my beer. And then I realized, I was like, this was my third period beer. This was my third beer of the game.
Oh, shit.
But I was like, there was like 30% of it left. And I was like, okay, if I have one more, it's out of beer before I left the game.
That's why we're going to have more words on the car ride home. Little chatty Kathy over here.
But I was like, oh, man. So either I savor this last 30% and bring it with me to the seat.
Impossible.
Or I suck it back and I get another one.
Suck it back.
Because I guarantee with the way that third period went last night, you murdered the new beer.
Oh. Yeah, I put it back pretty quick. Too, yeah. So. That's, anyways,
throw a hat?
Two more.
I never throw my own hat. I love my hats too much. But
someone's why you got to buy the hat trick hat on nationgear.ca.
Fair, but also this one I'm wearing right now is the one I was wearing at the game last night, and this is one of the orange and blue Nation hats we don't really sell anymore. We don't make.
Not really. We don't sell them at all.
Nope.
Oh, yeah, we don't sell them.
We never sold them actually to begin with. They were just given out.
Yeah, if you're a lawyer.
Correct. My bad. So anyways, I didn't want to lose this one because I knew I could get another one.
Hit one of them buttons, Bagmill. Teach them to talk about trademarks.
Kind of fits.
Well executed, actually.
Thank you.
Felt that one out. That was good.
So anyways, I didn't throw my hat, but someone from the upper bowl hit me with a Yankees hat, and I threw that
one. You kept it.
Yeah.
No. Oh, you
up one.
You repurposed it.
I threw it.
You re-gifted it. You re-tossed it. Yeah. To get the gratification of tossing your own hat.
Oh, yeah. Just vet move. That's smart.
Yeah. And then, but the angle I was at was.
I think everybody knows he didn't throw his hat when he has it still in his head.
Yeah. Well,
maybe
how did we know he was wearing that hat last night? I know he told us so.
Anyways, I feel like there should be a rule in like the CBA that if the hats are thrown, the goal cannot be reviewed.
Agreed.
Like, I agree too. It's I was howling though last night when that happened. I did my usual thing funny. Where I throw the hat at the TV, I post the video, and I see the ref over at the box. The replay comes up, and I'm like, oh shit, that's coming back. And then I start howling laughing just because they're still coming down as the ref's standing over at the penalty box.
It's funny. Well,
sorry, there was a delay because people didn't realize Hyman scored it too for them to start. And then once it started.
Yeah. Well, and so the first thing was did this puck cross the line before the net came off?
Oh, that's irrelevant.
And then they were like, okay, good goal. Oh, wait, there might be an offside thing here. And Louis, he's on it immediately. He's like, that's coming back.
And Mike, Jack is like, oh, good call, Damer, or whatever he calls him.
Jack,
I hate that rule though. Jack is the best. So Jack for playoffs. Man. But like when you're 2 millimeters offside and it has nothing to do with the play, I get that that's the rule, but man, is it annoying.
Yeah, but that's offside.
It is offside.
We live by rules, Bag Milk. If you kill a king, it's regicide.
Yeah. Well, that's true.
So yeah, that game, the one cool thing was that thing you guys posted where, I think it was you guys that posted it.
Of course it was.
Follow other blog
But it was, yep. no. So it was just a thing about, like.
Better not fucking follow Cult of Hockey.
Yeah. No.
You love Cult of Hockey.
McDavid and Crosby.
You're watching the Cult of Hockey podcast.
I don't even know what that is.
What's that?
You don't know what Cult of Hockey
The Cult of Hockey. I don't know what that is.
It's Bruce McCurdy right there. I actually love Bruce.
It's for the young. It's for the young.
Ooh.
Yeah.
You've aged out of the Cult of Hockey.
You've aged out. Yeah, you're too old for it.
Well, that's why I don't know it.
Set.
Anyways.
But their face-off, back in the day, their very first face-off ever, and Crosby wins it just cleanly, and it's like, and McDavid was a little nervous, he said. And so then the puck dropped tonight. I'm like, okay, McDavid's going to win this one no matter what. And he just straight gets just absolutely dummied on it.
McDavid's not No,
and
a
that's the thing
guy.
is it was just cool to see how young they were and then how kind of older and more wily they were.
Connor
Crosby
was
doesn't
so
look.
Young in his rookie footage they were showing
last
night.
Oh man, yeah.
He's
it was crazy.
A little baby.
Yeah.
Cros, all-time good guy, stopping and talking to some of the Oil
I was
Kings
just going
to
say, I thought that
trainers.
Was really cool because you know time. What? Those guys probably made their whole day.
Made their life.
Yes, it did. And so another cool thing that I saw like that today was I was looking through in my Instagram, there's a story right now that just came out that a kid was for his high school basketball team was trying to get all the kids in FaceTime, right, to have a meeting. And he misdialed one of the numbers by one digit. Uh-oh. And it went to Tampa Bay Buccaneers safety Bunting, Miles Bunting or something.
Yeah.
And he walked around the dressing room and put Gronk on, Sherman, Tom Brady,
to the whole team
of basketball players, high school basketball players out of Michigan, straight up just, and they all got to FaceTime with these guys for a bit.
Just because someone misdialed.
Because somebody misdialed.
That's pretty cool.
And he thought it was cool. And that's just that, man. Make those kids years, Cros just stopping and talking to them. That was so, it was cool, man. That guy's just pure pro.
Content idea. Wanye, you just try to FaceTime a bunch of random numbers till you get an Oiler.
Yeah. It might take some time, or it might not take any time at all.
And I guarantee there is some gems in the ones when you don't get an Oiler.
There's some good ones out there. Probably better than getting an Oiler.
Yeah. Unrequested chat roulette. If I'm Connor McDavid, my phone number is 497-9797.
No one would guess it.
That's Pizza 97.
That's true.
Yeah. Excellent chain.
I remember one time calling to get a phone number, UMCheck, to tell us. I'm like, can I pick my phone number? And they're like, sure. I'm like, I need 97. And they're like, oh my God. I had to go through all these iterations and finally I got my 97. Wow. So there, you have two of my seven numbers if you want to guess.
So what is,
I guess, 20 in mine too.
What's the 2021 version of Jerky Boys? Is it randomly FaceTiming people? Is that what it is?
Do you guys know what Jerky Boys is?
I don't.
Jerky Boys is an old comedy duo.
It's good.
And they just basically did prank calls.
Yeah.
And they would call
on the
restaurants
telephone, Tyler.
On the telephone. Yes,
prank call landlines. Magic though. Now that everybody has caller ID,
so they'd call restaurants and they'd have all these different characters and they'd call businesses and just
was it a puppet show?
No, that was Crank Yankers.
No, that was Crank Yankers. This is even before Crank Yankers.
Okay,
but then the Jerky Boys would make it into cartoons.
Yeah,
and they would make the prank calls into cartoons,
and then
it would
be
a half an hour
the cartoons
show.
To their fans.
You could buy a disc, a CD of just prank calls.
I don't know,
and it was. It was hilarious.
They even had
a movie back in 1995.
Yeah, they had a movie. Yeah.
This one where he says he just asks the seafood place if they could bring him a lobster every 5 minutes because I just smack that shit off my plate. And they're like, I guess so. But every 5 minutes, I need another one because I just want to smack that shit. smack it right off my plate. It's just the dumbest quality shit. But it's the people content are like, okay, I guess. But he does more than that.
When you think about the distribution of Jerky Boys, like, yeah, and then they would sell DVDs at the local flea market. And like, we needed the internet about 20 years before we got the internet. So, like, yeah. Poor Jerky Boys could have been TikTok stars. Geez,
they'd be monster.
So what is Jerky Boys these days?
So I saw a TikTok where this group of guys, they went to Red Lobster. And they ordered a cooked lobster, and the waiter puts it down in front of them. And then they reach into their backpack and pull out a live lobster and put it on the plate. And the server comes back, and they're like, our lobster's not cooked. And the server's like, what? And they're like, look, it's moving.
That's yeah.
So the server's like, oh, my God, it takes it. And the manager comes back and is like, I'd like to apologize. What happened was there was a lobster that was waiting to be cooked on a plate, and our server was just rushed and grabbed it.
Oh, my God, he made up a story?
Oh, geez. Yeah.
And then what about this one, you son of a bitch?
Like, so many things would have to be missed at a Red Lobster for a live lobster show, because I almost doubt they don't get there live.
Some to are begin there with. Some in the tanks.
Oh,
oh, do they? Okay.
Yeah, Red Lobster?
Well, fun fact, I've been to a Red Lobster once, and if you better like butter.
More of a Fuddruckers guy.
Those buns at Red Lobster are primo.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, I've never had lobster once.
I've never been to Red Lobster.
I
love lobster, man.
Really?
Oh, lobster.
I'm going to take you for lobster.
You never had lobster?
The first time I ever had seafood like crab or lobster was when Frank took me out for dinner this year. And he was like, I'm getting the seafood tower and we're sharing it. And I was like,
what the hell are you, billionaires?
I was like, okay, Frank, I guess we're getting the seafood tower.
Well, maybe some scallions.
Very generous of my dog to do that for you.
Yeah. Frank loves seafood.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Your Ramchak's just in Chicago eating seafood.
No, it was when he was here.
Oh, I see. Where? Where'd you get a seafood tower at in Edmonton?
The Marriott. Like the J-Dub.
The Marriott. I want to go back to hockey for a second because we just kind of glanced over the Hyman situation.
Yes.
He has never scored a hat trick. Look at how many
two-goal games?
I don't know. But like, look at the opportunities for him to get that third goal and how the universe interfered.
Yep. Nuge set him in alone, shorthanded.
That's his wheelhouse.
Yep.
I think doesn't that score. I really wish Jack wouldn't have said, this is for the hat trick right before he shot.
Why?
I don't know. I don't know. No, it just felt weird.
That's, he's setting the stage. You know, Jack's doing a good job. How dare you mock Jack?
Because if he scores, playoffs, that's an all-time call. That's great.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
I think he jinxed it.
Ugh. No such thing as jinxes. But what? Anyways.
No such thing as jinxes?
No.
What about that guy who played for the Red Sox and
did Bill Buckner? What about the GOAT? What about the GOAT in the Chicago? GOAT?
Bloody sock.
He's put a the goat curse on the team.
There's no jinxes.
When they kicked the goat out of the cup, out of Wrigley Field, and they didn't win for like 100 years.
Come on.
I would argue there was more reasons for that.
Like baseball related?
Goat curse. Coincidences, curse of the goat. But not jinxes.
100 years of coincidence? No, that's a
curse. I would like you to do some research and provide some science to back that up, because we are hitting you with facts right now.
Regardless of whether or not there's a jinx or not on that, you're right. Like he... All the way to the very end of the game. Yeah.
Should have had five.
He's unbelievable. Anybody that questioned why we paid him what we paid him is just getting everybody that stuck up for him is right.
That guy just like, he just wins puck battles, wins them, can shoot the biscuit. Has got a wheels. Nose for the net. Yeah, it's fucking just got a motor on him. Like
smiling ear to ear.
He's the 2021 version of Ryan Smith. Like,
yeah.
Chemistry with 97.
And when he does stuff, the smile on his face and just the joy.
Yeah.
It's infectious.
He gets involved in the community. He went and lit the menorah. Like
with, way up on the cherry picker menorah. Like he's, a super menorah.
Exactly. He is like Ryan Smith had to hit all those things, and Zach Hyman's doing the same thing.
You didn't see the 30-foot menorah Zach Hyman lit?
I did not.
Awesome.
Well,
heavy duty.
Super cool.
We got to talk. Like, that was a good, that was just a good game, man.
Well, it was a stressful game.
Another
in the first two periods.
Let's be honest. The first 40 minutes were dog shit.
I
was at hockey practice and I missed the first period, but I did watch the second and the third.
Oh, you're so good at missing the right times and only seeing the good times. Yeah. Like it's impressive. You think? Yeah.
Yeah, I missed the first.
That's okay.
But
it was bad.
I did get to see another all-time backhand sauce pass from
Leon. Is
like, my God,
he's a freak. Yeah.
And then
that's a 100-foot pass.
Follow it up with what might have even been a better pass afterwards to a streaking Bouchard, like that's just so good. Like Leon's when I saw Bouchard get up there, I was like, Jesus, look at this guy.
Bouch was moving again. Bouch stopped moving for a bit. He was moving last night. It was good to see.
The old man crashing the zone like it's a Home Depot sale.
So good. So good.
Like, it's the early bird at Denny's.
Yamo getting some dirty
Boca
ones.
Raton.
I don't care.
Yamo was fucking terrible through 40 minutes. When I saw the first couple shifts of the third, I didn't catch the first time he went up with McDavid. I turned to my dad and I was like, they benched Yamamoto. Thank God.
Whoa.
You spoke to
him. That's a long conversation.
I know. It was a long one. He didn't respond either. I was like
90 or 18 words in that one question.
I was like, they benched Yamamoto. Thank God. Because he had been, for lack of a better phrase, fumble fucking the puck a lot.
Yes.
Where like he would get a chance in the slot.
He got that one in the slot.
He got that one pass
in the middle of the chest. Like right in the middle of the pass.
And then there was twice where he got it in the slot and then didn't even get a shot out of it. And I'm like, what are you, like, if you're going to play top six, man, you can't do that. But then he scored and I was like, well, Tippett's a genius.
So what, what's the word on our precious Bison King?
He's fine.
Yeah, what was going on?
It just looked weird. It looked like nothing, but it looked like it was still solid at the same time. Why are you staring at my chest?
I was looking at Play La Bamba.
Okay.
Jay's wearing the Play La Bamba hoodie.
Eyes are up here.
Everyone can see Louis, I'm wearing on a beach.
Does Louis laugh every time that song comes on?
Who?
Louis, at the very end of the game when they play it. I swear he just laughs. He's just like, oh, God.
Makes Louis happy.
Yeah.
I love a happy Louis.
Anyways, Puljujärvi went off the ice with like a hand or a shoulder thing. I tweeted out that I saw him go down the tunnel, and people in the comments were freaking out. Someone was like, same thing that happened to Doc at the World Juniors. He's done for the year. I was like, what the shit? It's been like eight minutes since he skated off.
No, you can see it. Doc's wrist was like 90 degrees.
But I can understand why people would think that, because if you saw it on the broadcast, you just see the collision and then Jesse like holding his hand and then leave straight out. Mm-hmm. So I could see why people that weren't there. Yeah.
Fair enough. I didn't even really see the collision. I saw him dart down the tunnel, but... he's fine.
So you lay on your dad and you say, hey, that's crazy how they're playing Yamamoto. And he just looks at you and then starts talking to the stranger on the other side.
Yeah. Actually, no, we only go to games if he can sit in the aisle. Like he got his season. He only likes sitting in the aisle at any sporting event. He will pay double the price if it means he can have an aisle seat and no one next
to
him.
Why is he so disappointed in you?
I don't know.
The Rams live their life by a strict code. A strict, strict code.
It's like you want to be on the TV, do your son. And you're like, yeah, Dad, it's my dream. And he's like, that's not going to pay the bills.
I did it already. I'm 22 and I'm the king of local sports media.
He was actually the exact opposite of that when I told him I wanted to go into broadcasting. He was like, yeah, go right ahead. I don't give a shit.
Do you have a brother or sister?
I have two older sisters.
Does he hug them?
No, God, no. No one in our family. You get one hug a year. My mom will hug you on your birthday. That is it.
And yet your parents had three children.
Oh, this is a systemic thing in your house. This isn't just your dad. This is your mom too.
This is my dad's whole side of the family, man. Like,
Thanksgiving.
You're just breaking it down on your podcast.
Well, he doesn't listen to this, so
nobody does.
It's real life.
Fair enough.
Yeah, it's real life. That's just the way it goes.
Here's my beef with my dad. Anyway,
your M Chuck Daddy issue corner.
Yeah, how do we keep getting?
Are you going to break the chain when your M Chuck Junior's board?
You keep volunteering stories of you hanging with your dad.
All I said was that,
and then talk about how you didn't talk. Like you set the stage, and then just let us.
Jay wanted to talk about hockey, so we did a deep dive in your dad.
It's the only way we get hockey talk out of your Remchuk is if we talk about you and your dad up.
Anyways.
What do you think your dad would do if you did to him what I did to my dad the last time I went to the hockey game with him? We were walking down the concourse and I made him hold my hand.
What did you say, Daddy? I don't want to get lost.
No, I just grabbed his hand and I wouldn't let go.
What did you say?
I love weirding my dad out with shit like that.
Yeah, you said you'll like kiss your dad on the lips.
I kiss him on the mouth all the time just
to
freak him out.
Strange.
On the mouth.
That is odd. Yeah.
You were raised in a death cult, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Kool-Aid's delicious.
Rajneesh Purim, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Anyways, Tippett pushed the buttons at the right moment last night. Dave Tippett?
Coach.
Or the head coach.
Yeah, of course.
He pushed the buttons at the right moment. Like that little jumbling of the lines to give them a spark, like, actually worked really well.
Do you think your dad can't wait to get you out of the car, like, after the game? Like, do you think, like, you know how when you have people in your car and you're like, God, I just want to get home. But the other times you, like, have a good time, you can listen to music. Like, do you think he's just like...
Well, we just listen to the radio.
I just hope he doesn't talk
it's
for the rest of
the
car.
You on the radio talking to the two of you from an earlier broadcast? This guy's making good points, Dad.
No, he loves... It's like, we curl together every Tuesday, right? And I'm like...
Do you talk at curling?
Not unless it's like curling related.
Who skips?
Gentleman by the name of Tom Sherman.
Does he and Tom talk?
Yeah. Oh yeah. Everyone talks. We have a great
team.
Just
not you.
Just not me. I'm the lead. I throw my
You're the lead?
Yeah.
Does Tom have kids?
Yeah. One of them is my age.
Does he hug him?
Probably.
Does he
Do you
want to
hug Tom?
Yeah.
Do you want to maybe ask Tom to just play a role for me?
No.
Hey, I just need you for one thing, Dad.
This is getting weird, eh?
You call Tom Dad?
Wow.
Does your girlfriend's parents hug you?
No, God, they know not to hug me.
Does your girlfriend hug
know
you?
What you set those ground rules?
I told them, like, I'm like, I am not a hugger. I do not like physical.
My mother-in-law kisses me on the lips.
If really? I'm your girlfriend's dad, I'd be like,
I don't know what to do about it. I'm fine with it now. But at the beginning, it was jarring.
Yeah, I bet it would be.
Yeah, it would be.
It's kind of jarring for me right now.
Yeah.
But yeah, they're like, her family's very big. I think I've said this on pod. Like, they're an I love you on every phone call kind of family. And I'm like, what the? I have never told my parents I love them.
Never?
Well, like, rarely.
One was like falling off a cliff.
Do you remember that SNL skit with like Fred Armisen? They were that overly indulgent, loving kiss. Family. Yeah, it was bag milk. It was the family bag milks.
Absolutely. A lot of love in the castle bag milk.
If I'm your girlfriend's dad and you wheel in, you're like, hey, just FYI everybody, I don't like touching. I'm like, my girlfriend or my daughter's in good hands.
Yeah.
This one will be fine.
Or not like in any hands at all.
He'll sort himself out.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we don't have to keep doing this.
Let's go back to the game. Let's go back to the game.
The hockey game.
Tippett pushed some really good buttons there, and I think his adjustments were key.
Sorry,
absolutely.
I'm friends with his nephew. Actually,
ask him.
Yeah. Okay. Does your uncle hug you?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's illegal to ask people that in 2021.
Is it?
Maybe.
That's fair.
You're prying.
Yeah, that's true.
Hockey.
Tippett coached really well.
I want to talk about one particular play that actually led to a goal, and that was the hip check by Chris Russell.
Oh, yeah.
He killed him, man.
Rusty.
That was monumental.
How is Chris Russell not, like, just a fan favorite?
You think that contract.
What kind of,
I love him now.
But just hold on. Like, we think about Oilers, and we think about who does well in this city, and it's mm-hmm. like hardworking blue-collar guys. Here's Chris Russell breaking the all-time blocking shot record and getting some sort of
custom belt buckle. Made me laugh out loud.
And, like, three people clapped.
That's knowing your audience.
No, I know. I completely get it. It just made me laugh out loud.
Who got?
Chris Russell got a custom belt buckle.
He got it made himself?
No, the Oilers made it for him.
The Oilers made it.
Yep.
For blocking 2,000 shots or whatever.
Like a big rodeo one?
Yeah,
exactly. He's a cowboy.
Like a PBR. I know.
I just love it because I'm a cowboy too. So,
but why? So we don't love Chris Russell. He makes $4 million.
Not anymore. That was last year.
Yeah.
What do you make now?
1.5. Casual.
Well, come on, now, everybody.
Yeah. But even at four, he was still fine. Like, yes. Man, like look at what he brings when the.
I'm just telling you the reason.
Yeah, that was a great hit.
What did we think of Niemelainen? How do you say it?
Marcus Niemelainen.
He was fine.
What did we think? How many minutes did he play?
10.5. You know who wasn't fine? William Lagus and Hoyo.
Billy Legs?
Billy Legs. He might not have it.
The legs? He doesn't have a good foot speed.
He might not have the thinking capacity either. I'm just trying to be nice about that, and it did not come off nice. I don't think he thinks fast enough to play in the NHL.
Here, I might have... Shit. Oh, no.
Did he take a couple bad penalties in the game, too?
Well, he took... he had the puck clearing the glass, but that's not a lot.
Benson keeps taking bad penalties.
That Benson penalty
but
was...
But also, Jari should be... Like, it should have been coincidentals. Like, he should
but that's an crease,
Jari's in his blue paint.
That's an increase.
He stepped out.
But I would have done the same thing if I was Jari. But Benson, do you need a skate sharpening? Like... The fuck is wrong with you? Why can't you do a little bit of a better tight turn there?
I was vibing there for a couple games, but he's been taking some weird penalties.
I know.
That penalty last night was super odd to me because I get that Jari initiated the contact, but it's still in the crease. He had no reason to go through the crease.
No, and he did like a big turn. It wasn't like he could have just stopped and then skated, but instead he took the long route
back in the play. Yeah.
Or just gone looped around the net where he already was.
Oh, darn. He would have lost his momentum to get back in the play. Because he didn't, it cost us 2 minutes.
Yeah, it was a weird penalty.
Well, you don't agree? It was a stupid fucking play. He should have been a tight turn. He should never go in the blue paint.
You guys are arguing on the beach. That. Yeah, I agree.
The beach.
I agree.
We're on
a
beach, man.
Why is there a table on the beach?
That podcasters work. Yeah, Benson, that wasn't good. Lagesson just too many times where he'd get the puck or he'd have a chance to like. Do something quickly, whether it's reverse it or whatever, and he would just hold on to it and get stick checked. And I was like, what are you doing? And Niemelainen as well had a couple of pretty bad icing calls. One of them cost the Oilers a goal, but I'm willing to cut him a little bit of slack because like it's his NHL
first NHL game.
Yeah. But he doesn't move all too well either. Like he's a big dude and that's nice. But yeah, Lagesson and Niemelainen were both pretty clearly American.
Well, I mean, if you look at it last night, by the way, you text me. Asking about the B-cast last night, and then you didn't even show up.
I had four beers. I passed out right after I sent you the text.
That's the best your M truck. Soon to pass out your M truck.
Yeah,
that's what?
But what I was going to say was
don't serve Tyler more than three drinks.
No, sir.
The first pairing last night, Russell and Barry played nearly 27 minutes. Like amazing. They were the third pairing 4 weeks ago.
Barry had some good defensive plays, some good sticks, saved some like quality opportunities. So I was impressed. Like he stepped up and also
been,
very impressed.
You've been Chris lucky Russell's on the beatcast this year. Whew. Not lucky. Yeah. You've been. You must be enjoying. Yeah,
you
I should
must
say.
Be hungry.
Well, you so many beats.
Yeah.
Or you must have lost a bunch of weight or something.
Since you started the beatcast, do you know what the record is?
The
all
record
time in beats,
no.
or something that you've had to eat that's disgusting versus having a nation beer.
The total. The only total that I have locked in was 2 years ago. I ate 38 pounds of beets.
Disgusting.
It was disgusting.
It's his most hated food. That's why the beet thing came
yeah.
up.
Yeah. And then this like year, beets. With the recommendations, I haven't done very many beet casts. I drank clam juice last year or nectar or extract
you're
or something.
Like 70 beers this year.
I hope so.
Well, that's a good year.
That's a great year.
Yeah, it's a great year.
But like, there's been some weird ones this year, and I've just been skating through, kind of dodging bullets like it's the Matrix.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
There's these weird salt candies out of Germany that somebody recommended, and they're just
they're just
not fit for human consumption.
Now?
Well, no, the deal is if people make a donation to the Edmonton Food Bank, they get to pick what I would eat after a loss.
Ugh.
Most people have been pretty cool. The only rules are don't get me sick, and I have to be able to find it.
It can't be like dog food.
Well, actually, I do have dog treats on the list. I've eaten those before, so that's casual.
That's casual.
What is going on over there?
I don't know.
Dog what? Treats over beets?
Is there one that you're like that you're eyeing up that you know you will do but you don't?
A human
it's
toe.
The worst one. Like
I've got
cow tongue or something.
Surveyor Brett's got this weird liver spread that I have to eat.
Like a pate?
No,
I like liver pate. Cuz
I'd be into that.
There's a guy on Instagram called a Liver King. If you stumble upon this guy, look at what he eats cuz it's like
is it liver
pounds of it and then he'll scoop out bone marrow from chunks of bone this big, and he'll eat that too.
You ever had bone marrow?
No,
it's
good.
Weird, but it's good.
Yeah, it is.
Put it on bread, like butter.
Yeah.
Is it good for you?
Did flavor, well, sure.
Probably not.
It's like butter?
Yeah, it's weird.
Yeah, it's a weird texture. I don't like the texture, but the flavor's good.
In Iceland, those bring you a big old whale bone.
What's that?
We could probably find some bone marrow in the Zihuatanejo.
Oh, I want to crush oysters in Zihuatanejo.
Okay, one sec. Pausing there. To give a plug to our friends at twigandberries.ca. Get your Christmas shopping done with Twig and Berries. Promo code NATION15 gets 15% off. If you're listening to this and you're like, I'm not in Edmonton, I can't go to their store, which is in St. Albert, it's beautiful. Don't worry, free shipping in Canada on order $75 or more.
There you go.
Why are you guys going to Mexico?
Because him and Red are
finally
holiday getting
shopping at Twig and Berries.
Hell yeah.
Got to.
Because him and Red are finally out of prison.
Yes.
And that's where they're meeting, Zihuatanejo.
Zihuatanejo.
Yes.
We're going to see Andy Dufresne.
On the beach.
We are going because it has been 2.5 years since I have been on a vacation without my children, and I'm about
there's no
to
way
go
you're
crazy.
Making the podcast then.
Oh, we'll be there.
We'll be there.
It two might, and a half years, first one without your kids.
We've canceled probably two or three trips with friends.
I haven't even had my 40th birthday yet.
He hasn't had his 40th birthday, which was on November 30th, 2 days ago. Everybody, no, yes. Yes, November 30th.
Did you enjoy the memes that were coming out on your birthday, by the way?
Man,
there was a lot of them.
Fucking, it was a meme factory. Yeah. No, it's always nice to see. It was there's some oldies but goodies in there. some photos I forgot, wanted to forget about that got resurrected.
There is some good ones. But this started out as just a couple's trip between, you know, some really close friends and, you know, with Jay's birthday and
my birthday had nothing to do with it.
Now. But it's something to celebrate. And we've got another friend who's going to be turning 40 pretty soon. We're going to probably celebrate that.
Yeah.
I mean, Jay, you always had some big news here. We're going to go celebrate that, I'm sure. We'll have something to celebrate every day.
Yeah.
Every day because we've
got three Oilers games to watch, which is exciting.
I watched an Oilers game in Mexico. That's fun.
I'm on TikTok now, so that's exciting.
I've got some attire appropriate for the event.
Those just hit different when you're in Mexico at a resort or wherever and you get to watch an Oilers game.
Oh,
it's there's something
special
about it.
It's special.
Oh man, I cannot wait because the place that we're going to is kind of a it's not like a resort. This is not an all inclusive thing. This is like a place where
nudists.
We have to go get our own food, but there is a restaurant, you know. But it's like these are like kind of our own little houses that we're renting, right?
Private villas,
kind of like a private villa, exactly. So it's kind of off the beaten path. But here's the thing: it has Wi-Fi and it has capability of us watching Oilers games because
Pacific
the people
Coast.
That just left there, they were watching them and they were sending me pictures of like them watching the games.
Okay.
So I know it's possible. Like,
yeah, yeah, no, it's
and
it's
the only problem with it is that we I've tried this in other places and from an iPad or an iPhone, mm-hmm. unless you mirror it to the TV, unless you have a smart TV, you can't take one of those adapters and plug it into like an HDMI cable because immediately the app that you're using, let's say it's like Shaw Blue Curve or like some TELUS website or something that you are a subscriber to, it recognizes that you are trying to stream it through another video and it shuts it right down. It says
really?
Playback. Yeah, it says playback cannot be done through an external device. Yeah, it sucks. So that sucks.
Get a Roku.
So we're good, so though, that's, right? They've got what we need, though. We don't have to stress about any kind of weird adapters or VPNs or going to jail.
No, we're going to be fine. We're going to be fine. Because we need to watch the games. Like, I mean, we're all Oilers
Gary
fans
Bettman
in this
lands
group.
In the helicopter. He's like, not today, boys. Yep. Yeah. Not today. Takes the TV away from
yeah. Rips the TV
I
off
just,
the wall.
I hope Gary. That
dummies your beer and takes your TV.
Yep.
Steals your girl, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Bettman.
Jay, I know you said you got to run. So I want to talk to you about the Oodle Noodle in St. Albert. It's great.
Oh, all
thank
the
you
noodles
for stopping by. That's very nice of you.
I was taking pictures in, and I could tell the guys in the restaurant were like, why is this person outside just taking photos of us? But it was delicious. I had the Tokyo glaze with beef, and my lady...
Get it with chow mein. Don't get it with the big fat udon.
I
it's
love the
way
udon.
Better. Oh, I know. I love them too, but trust me, you'll love the thin chow mein noodles
I'm
going to
be eating
more.
There a lot.
They're a little crispy. They get a little crispier, maybe, just a little bit.
If you take pictures,
text us. Goddamn good.
Yeah. It it took me... Well, actually, it's up on my Twitter.
Oodle oh, now you're giving me a research project. Okay.
Well, three new Oodle Noodles in 10 days, you said?
Yeah, it's been a while.
Three in 10 days?
There's one in Airdrie now.
Airdrie opened today. Commerce
for a week.
Opened last week.
We're moving faster than Starbucks for 1 week.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah. We got we'll you, Starbucks.
We opened
we'll
more.
Slow down again.
Yeah. No. The one in Airdrie. So my brother lives in Airdrie. Yeah, so immediately,
send Diener there.
I did. Immediately when I saw the... what?
Me and Ramchek's foot's just touched, so I think we're married.
That's more human contact than he's had
now
in 2 years.
Now I'm your dad.
Come on, damn it. Okay, so, I sent my brother the Instagram and his sons because they're of age where they could drive there and get it themselves. So
oh, sweet.
I want them to go there in the first couple of days.
So Airdrie's open?
Open. Grand opening.
As of this morning, right?
Grand, the official, like, it's open now. It's a soft launch, and then its grand opening is next weekend.
Bagmel, because you and I,
so
being
it's
the
only
Little
at a four.
Social team, we are...
Soft launch.
We got to get some grand opening memes. Mm-hmm. We got to get some that face when three Oodle Noodles open in 10 days. That's
Amen.
A meme.
Yeah.
Shit writes itself.
Mm-hmm. If you're in St. Albert, and you're like, I want to go to the Oodle Noodle, it's right by the Costco, between the Costco and the Shell. So in that little area... Right across the street from
right beside
Starbucks.
Our friends Love Pizza. We love Pizza.
Mm-hmm. And from my house, it took me 6 minutes to drive there. So it is
wow.
very close. I am in, I'm out. I got my food. I'm back home within 30, sitting on the couch.
Pre-order or you order when you get there?
Order when I get there. Yeah. I like taking in the smells, watching them cook.
Yep.
Yeah, the I show agree. Is what
the show.
Yeah.
So, it was great. Congrats.
So there's 17 Oodle Noodles now?
Shit.
Oh my God, he's lost count.
No.
Because there's 14 liters of the taste.
No, it's 15. Yeah, no. It's 17. It's 17.
So with the three that just opened up, are Kingsway Mall?
Clearview's still shut because of the fire it had. Yeah, it's taking a while. For,
It wasn't our fire. It was their fire next door.
I never said it was.
I saw that in the news.
I can't laugh at a fire.
Like,
it made the news. So we can't wait to get that one back online.
So the three new ones are Kingsway Garden Mall, St. Albert, and Airdrie.
Yep.
Correct.
I might do it again this weekend, but when I do, I will order it on DoorDash with the promo code OODLE2021 because I'll get $7 off my order of $30 or more. OODLE2021, you can use it up to 10 times between now and the
That's
end of the
$70
month.
$70 they want to give you. They want to give you $70.
Just
That's
for eating Oodle Noodle.
That's
Are you
math.
Kidding me?
Or get the Oodle
you
Noodle
gotta
app
eat anyways.
You can order in advance and you can pick it up.
If you're doing pickup, yeah.
Oodle
if
Noodle
you're doing
app
delivery,
pickup, DoorDash. Delivery
cool.
is DoorDash. We're good to go.
Has anybody here other than JR tried the bacon or the butter chicken mac and cheese?
I have not. I'm
what do you think?
It's good.
That's
it's
good.
I'm
it's
scared
good.
Of it.
Surprisingly. Oh, why?
It's scared a good you like flavor it too much? Intersection.
No, I've never been. This is the donut. Butter chicken is like a donair to me. It's kind of like.
Delicious.
Not that good.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
But when I do.
Wow,
but when
a
I do.
Fucking hot take.
Your M-check. Get my shooting gun.
Like, it's not bad. It's not bad. Like, I get butter
wow.
chicken.
Excellent.
I've had it before.
Wow.
I don't like butter chicken.
Jay's
the old Tum Tums maybe rumbles a little more after
like
I eat that.
Chicken.
He's on the beach rubbing his temples. You're ruining his birthday.
You go to Oodle Noodle, you get butter chicken.
Yeah.
Order a spring rolls, maybe a green onion cake.
Yeah.
And
shovel.
And you shovel that baby
dip that
right
shit.
In.
You
I don't go to
shit.
Oodle Noodle for a rice dish, even though they have
That's
great
the Oodle
rice
part
dishes.
Of Oodle Noodle.
I had Oodle Noodle twice last week. I didn't get butter chicken, but I did get ginger beef, which is a rice dish, also kind of, sort of.
Yeah.
And I shoveled, again, using the green onion cake.
When we get Chinese food between, like, a group of 10, I always order a ginger beef just for myself.
Yeah.
Because I just will eat the whole thing.
Well, you can go to Oodle Noodle and get one there.
Sounds good. Congratulations, JR. See, that's another thing you celebrate. That's why we're going.
Yeah. There we go.
Oodle Noodle opening. We're all just
busy
celebrate.
Week.
It's just
busy week.
Week of JR.
It's just Jay cheersing and announcing different things he's celebrating. 3 Oodle Noodles in 10 days. Here's to my 40th birthday. Here's that time in February where I find $5 on the ground. Just going through his whole.
That's something to celebrate.
2 years.
Found money is a good time.
Gotta break them all down.
There's only one thing that you have to do. You have to buy a bottle of this specific tequila.
Ugh.
And we have to drink. I don't care if you don't like it.
Tea time waits for no man.
Everyone likes tequila. You get drunk
on
tequila.
I like tequila.
Yeah, you're buying it.
Sorry. I should qualify that with if it's good tequila, yeah. Then I'm
so
fine
this
with
is
it.
The Mezcal best. Chalmers. This is the best. Nope. This is a 1942. It's a Don Julio.
1942.
1942.
I got you that once.
Yeah, you did once. Yeah, you got me that when you came back from Mexico once. If you guys never had it, it is not cheap. They don't give it away, but it is worth every.
So that's
sip
a sipping one.
Oh yeah, yeah. It's a it's a definite sipping one. What you do is you shake
you
it just a little
it?
Bit on. Yeah, I do.
Oh, okay,
for
chug,
sure I do.
Sip.
I took a bottle over to a friend's house the other about a month ago, and we
sip
and
the whole
people
thing.
That didn't like it that
sat
much.
There and
we're
away.
Sat there and it's just sipping.
I love that tequila. That sounds great to me.
Good tequila.
A little salt around the rim, maybe. Did you do that?
No, that ruins it. This is a purist tequila.
Okay.
Wow.
Okay.
Yeah.
Chalmers, here's something I know.
I'm excited to try some, Charles.
So you got like.
Well, you're going to be buying it, so yeah, you will.
Oh shit.
I'll make it a curling rink analogy for your M truck. So you got the center of the curling rink, and that's tequila.
Yes.
You got one ring out.
Yes.
Mezcal.
Yes.
Tequila's angry cousin.
Yes.
Delicious. Now you're really hardcore. You go one more Bacanora.
8 foot.
Mm. Bacanora is the like bootleg mezcal. No, it's good, man. But like they only sell.
Oh, where's Reposado in this?
Reposado is a type of tequila.
Yeah.
Like it's like within tequila.
Those are different kinds of.
There's like ways, different ways to.
Right. Yeah. Okay.
You find mezcal down there, some Bacanora. You're going to the moon, boy.
Are you
gonna
remember that?
Do you know? Well, mezcal, they'll offer you.
I'm not a big mezcal guy because it's smoky.
Yeah.
Scotch stuff.
That's
yeah.
So
yeah.
Peaty.
It's like scotch.
Do you like peaty scotches?
No,
I'm not a peaty scotch guy. I'm a Craigenmore 12-year. If anyone's wondering,
can't do it. Can't drink them.
I'm excited for Pacificos because fuck me, do they taste good in Mexico? It's like Heineken's in Europe. Like they just taste good when you drink them in their motherland.
Your M Chuck, do you know why they put a lime in the top of Coronas in Mexico?
Because
I do
it
not.
Looks good. Oh yeah, it's
because it looks good.
Mm-hmm.
No, do you know what it was designed to do?
Give the Corona a hint of lime.
No. So the idea behind it back in the day was it was to stop flies from flying into your beer. It was actually not.
So you use it like a stopper.
That's why I always put one in my pocket when I'm just walking around.
What they do is they don't. They never intended for you to push it into the bottle
really?
And drink it. No, it was basically just to because the flies don't like the citrus. So it was just
so
there
good,
to keep them away.
It's delicious.
You know how Chalmers knows that, your M Chuck? Because one time when he was in Mexico, probably being insane in a beach bar, some bartender
throwing
told
limes.
Him that to try to calm him down. Yeah. They're like, "Sir, do you want to know why there's limes in beers?" He's like, "I'll listen."
And then
us tourists came and just totally killed the tradition.
Just
plopped it in there. Like, oh, this is part of the beer. But then we all turned out, found out
Pacifico,
it's great.
Oh my God.
Classic.
Okay, we know, yeah.
And some margs. I love margs. Good marg.
All right. Check in your phone.
What would be your favorite kind of marg? A lime marg
doing,
or a pina colada?
I'm basically the customer service department of Daily Face Off right now.
I don't even know if this is a podcast.
I take umbrage with that, to be honest.
Who are your customers?
Talk about that later.
A gentleman named John is having trouble getting into his account, and he's being billed multiple times.
Mm. Oh, are you the tool for the tools?
Yeah.
You're managing that for Brock?
No, I just looked in the Twitter messages because I saw someone said, hello, will someone please help me with this? And I was like, shit, someone's got to do this.
You better help him.
So I did.
Perfect, thank you.
But now it's taking like 2 days. So we work and we grind it. But
anytime you launch something new, there's going to be a couple of kinks, but you work through them and you be very polite to the people who provide feedback. Oh, God.
We're on a beach.
Is this how we're going to. How many times am I going to fucking hear this over the next 7 days?
I just want to dance. No. I don't, you're not. You won't. Probably a lot.
So Monday, it'll just be your Remtrek bag milk and wine.
And we'll pop in.
You'll pop in. No. Maybe we should call someone up. Let's think about who we want to get on the pod.
Bring
the
Felton.
Sean.
I thought we were saying that
I'd
wants
like
to
be there for that one and bring it, and we should bring him in studio.
Okay.
Oh, and you know
what? I was thinking he'd come on a few times.
You know, I'm going to mention this only because we talked about the Family Feud thing, and I went home and I told my wife about the guy that we had had on, and that he DM'd me like immediately after he listened to the pod, which was that afternoon.
The Captain Felton.
The Captain Felton. Yeah. And he was like, dude, links. I can tell you everything you need to know, like everything you need to do. And I was like, you should come on the podcast and we should talk about it. We should ask these questions.
You should get on the show. Actually, you know what you should do, Chalmers, is to train your family for it. You should compete against the Feltons.
Defeat
them.
Good.
To see if it just for your trainings for when you go live.
So, but I would love to. I mean, the fact is like after I told my wife about this guy and that it's like attainable that we could actually do it, we decided on family members that would go. She's serious. She loves it too.
I mentioned this to somebody that you were thinking about this, and they were like, oh, they would be unbelievable for that. I think Chalmers wasn't even factoring in his wife into the performance. He just thinks he's amazing.
Oh, no. Aaron Chalmers will anchor that team.
She would be great. Hey. Yeah, she would.
I've competed by her side, and we do great things.
So who would be our lead?
Has to be you. You're the father.
Your Remchuk's the lead.
No, I think my wife should be.
What?
Yeah, I don't know.
I think
that's
our
so unlike you, Christopher.
Team, I'm not going to be the number five.
Yeah, but it's
slot,
not. It's Family Feud. If it's the podcast edition, real life is submitting a team.
Chalmers, you need
100.
To speak for the family when Jerry D comes and says, "All right, Chalmers, just tell me about yourself."
You speak for the family, of course. You introduce everyone.
Your idea.
Right, you want to be the lead.
Sounds good.
Yeah,
I do want to be the lead.
Lead gets most action. Lead, like, yeah, it's yeah. Lead.
I'm really like I honestly think this could happen.
Can you though, Chalmers, be happy for other people if they fuck up and they get a strike? I see you just turning on your entire family.
Chirp them. No, chirp the other team and they get a strike.
Oh yeah, we just
chirp the other team.
No, my family. No,
blowing
it,
getting a third strike, and just the camera goes to you.
I want to see some infighting. That's quality television.
Yeah, I know.
I would go so far as to say, depending on the state of the world, I would come watch the taping.
That's the one problem with me and my brother being on the team is I believe that.
He'll cost you the win.
It'll be good
unless I'm in the one slot and he's in the five. If we're close together,
yeah, dude. Well, that's the strategy. Yeah. Well, then there it is.
It could totally happen.
Locomotive caboose.
So we were gonna try to have Captain Felton on. Of course, we didn't reach out to him until today.
Yeah, I reached out to him about an hour before we started recording, and he never responded. Enough.
So whatever, we'll talk to him later because I've got questions. Mm-hmm. He's got answers. This could be a real thing.
What a my flex to frame that on your wall, Chalmers.
It'd be the highlight of my life, other than like my kids and my wife. Like my highlight of not like. Like accomplishments,
non-sexual.
But just like one of the most fun things. Like I've been to cool places, but like being on that game show,
you can do it, man.
It's my favorite. It's like my favorite game show when I think about.
Waz, clip this and let's tag Family Feud Canada.
Yeah.
All right, we're gonna wrap up here. A little bit of an abbreviated episode of the Real Life Podcast, but we all got to run. So shout out to our friends at the HGA Group. We're gonna get Sean on soon and do a whole episode with him. That'll be a lot of fun.
Can we play the song again?
Yeah, I probably should.
Let's end with that song.
So quality.
Jay and Chalmers are in Mexico. I don't know what's going to happen next week. Enjoy your week. This has been the Real Life Podcast.
Take me to the beach, bro.
Thanks for listening to another episode of the Real Life Podcast. Don't want to miss any of our nonsense? Hit the subscribe button and give us a follow on Twitter and Instagram.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.